It is the Friday show. Neil Atkinson, very, very pleased to be joining you for this one. And to come, we've got Rich Hobbs talking about Wolverhampton Wanderers and Pete Selby talking about Leicester. But in front of me right now, on this Zoom, I've got Joel Sanderson-Murray, Ben Anderson and Chloe Bloxham to talk about essentially the midweek set of games in the Premier League. We'll go all the way up to him. We might dip our toe into Liverpool versus Chelsea, but we will go that far and see what's what. So settle yourselves in and we will have a little look going fixture by fixture on this one. It's a funny one straight off the back is the first thing I'd say, Ben. I mean, that round of fixtures still hasn't finished. Everton have got Southampton next, and Everton then play against West Bromwich Albion on Thursday night. But this is, it's amongst the last time this season, I think, where the Premier League clubs are still playing catch-up and where they would normally be at this stage of the season. There's going to be another one more, I think, double game week to come, which tests everyone's legs. And it always feels to me as though the sides that don't play European football, even though they've got less in the legs, they're less used to these games when they're coming thick and fast.
Yeah, for sure. I think, as you know, I'm an Aston Villa fan. I'm going to be talking about the Villa on this today quite a bit. But yeah, we particularly have got a lot of fixtures to catch up on. We've got two games in hand on Liverpool, Chelsea, West Ham, Leicester, Man United, Man City. There's a few games to come for Villa. I think in terms of squad depth, that's always difficult, isn't it? With teams like Man City's and Liverpool's, they've got a bit more depth than we've got. And we do struggle when the fixtures are back-to-back like that. At the same time, I think it's not just about legs. It comes down to team spirit, doesn't it? You know, without sounding too much like an American cheerleader. I think that kind of, the team can drag you through fixtures like that. And I think, you know, Neil, we've spoken loads of times about the different feeling around Villa. This season, it feels like we're a bit more together. We've had a few things happen, like Grealish being out the last few weeks, which could think, right, is that going to knock us off? But actually, we've got players like Anwar El Ghazi to come in and bang him in anyway. So I think it's not just about, you know, yes, having a lot of fixtures is difficult to get through, but it's about, I hope Dean Smith does look at that and go, actually, we have got a few options here. We don't have to start the same team every single week. But yeah, that's how kind of I look at it. But